This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Okay, condolence. This is related. What we're going to discuss now, inshallah, is how do you convey bad news to someone? And how do you comfort somebody when they have had bad news or when something bad has happened to them? If you have to break the undesired news of a tragic accident or the death of a dear or close relative or friend, break the news in such a way so that you minimize the impact of it. Don't go in there and try to dramatize. Guess what happened? Oh, it was so bad. What? I can't tell you. It's just so bad, man. You know, you just go in and you make such a big deal about it. Exaggerate. Try to minimize the impact of it. Make it as mild and gentle as possible. For example, in the case of a death, you may say, recently I learned that Mrs. So-and-so has been terribly sick. Her condition has worsened. Today I heard that she's passed away now. So you're building up to it. Not like, oh, you know what I heard? So-and-so passed away. It's okay to say that, but it's better to minimize it. May the mercy of Allah be with her. So again, you remind them of that they've moved to the rahmatullah. They've moved to the mercy of Allah. So make it wholesome. Make it a package. Start by giving the name of the person in question. Do not break the news of a death by saying, do you know who died today? Well, some kind of question, some kind of examination. This unduly manner frightens the listeners and prompts them to expect the worst. Namely, that the death involves someone who is very close to them, because they get thinking. So even though it might be for a split second, that's a hurt that you don't need to give them. Say, do you know who died today? Person is going to think about people they know, not some stranger. Although today we're so public that people probably think some politician has died or something. Because we're always talking about everybody else nowadays. We don't talk about family anymore. We talk about everything else under the sun. Or a certain singer or a certain star has died. Oh, guess who died today? You know, so and so. Instead, mention the name of the dead person first, before breaking the tragic news of the death. This will not cause their mind to go in different directions. This will soften the impact of the news, reducing the listener's apprehension and making the news more bearable. Similarly, convey the news of fire, drowning, car accidents in a similar fashion. Prepare the listener for the news in a way that minimizes its impact. Mention the names of the affected persons in a kind way, not in a shocking way. In a considerate way, not in a wicked way. Some people have weak hearts and such bad news may cause them to faint or collapse. If it is necessary to convey such news, choose the appropriate time. That's another thing. It should not take place at a meal and spoil their food before going to sleep or during an illness. Compassion and tact are the best qualities you will need to handle such a situation. Parting among loved ones is one rule of Allah in His creation. When anything you love in this world, it's going to part from us or we're going to part from them. It's a rule of Allah in His creation. The only thing that will not part is the love of the creation to the Creator. That will always remain. Otherwise, there's going to be a parting. That's why Al-Hafidh Al-Mundhiri reports a hadith, love whoever you will, but you will part. Based on this rule, a poet has said, we are but guests with our families, staying for a while and then leaving them. Wealth and families are just trusts. Inevitably, one day, trusts will be recalled. They're an amana. They're just here for a short while, kept in trust, where we have to look after them for a while. They're going to be recalled. The sons of this life will all part to meet together again in the hereafter. One wise poet listed 8 stages we must all pass through No one will be spared any of these. Happiness and sorrow has to happen, both of them. Gathering and parting, uniting with people, departing from people. Difficulties and ease, and illness and good health. These eight aspects is what our life tumbles through. This is what we do. Another poet said, "Persevere, O friend, and leave painful sorrow. You're not alone. Everyone lost or will lose a loved one. Everybody has lost or will lose a loved one." So it doesn't happen just to you, it happens to everybody. If a relative or a close friend of one of your relatives or friend dies, hasten to offer your condolence. Don't do it after a week. Do it as soon as possible. You owe your relatives, friends, and Muslim brothers the moral obligation of alleviating their plight, removing their problem. If you can, you should attend the funeral and the burial at the cemetery. Aside from being a highly rewarded gesture of sympathy, it could also be an affected and stern admonition for our own self and a lesson reminding us of the inevitability of death. While alive, your life had lessons, reminders, and admonition. Today, your death gives me the most important lesson. Death is the most important lesson, especially of people that we know. And for many people, that's been the point of change in their life. When they've lost a loved one, especially a younger person, it makes them change and it shows them the fragility of what life is all about. And this security that we feel, we just go about our daily life thinking as though this is our life, we're going to live like this forever. We don't focus on really ourselves and what we're really here for. Then this is what gives us that rude awakening sometimes. And I know quite a few people who this is what changed them from a life of carefree attitude to a life of practice and concern for oneself and the hereafter. Condolence is to alleviate the sense of grieving that confronts the family of the deceased. This is achieved by encouraging them to be composed while trusting in Allah's promise of great reward. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, "And give glad tidings to those who patiently persevere." وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. These are the people, it says, give glad tidings to those who patiently persevere, who say when afflicted with a disaster, that truly to Allah we belong and truly to Him is our return. They are those to whom descend the blessings and receive the mercy of their Lord. If you do this, you get blessings from Allah and mercy from Allah. Because you have just secured yourself with the best of security. You've just employed, in a metaphorical sense, the best security firm for yourself. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. They're the guided ones because they know what to do. They understand what to do. Allah has guided them to do the right thing in this situation. Condolence is done by praying for the deceased to be helped and pardoned, since they will receive the benefit of such prayers. Condolence is a sincere expression of sympathy. A sincere expression of sympathy. You feel it with your heart. To share the sorrow of these stressful moments, to place yourself with them, then it feels better. There's many of us who are so focused on their career, on their work, on themselves, that if somebody even complains to them about the illness or whatever, they don't know how to deal with it. They can't show empathy. They feel out of, like a fish out of water. And anybody that's observing that situation, I mean, it could be an absolute misjudgment as well. But they can see that this person doesn't know how to... They want to get rid of this as soon as possible. They just want to say a few things and then move on to business. Allah forgive me if I've misjudged somebody, but once I saw an exchange like that. I was sitting in a bank waiting, and those that stand at the door, you know, of the bank to help people in, I think one person, one woman was telling the about some story, you know, about a grief story. And you could tell, and again, I could be misjudging, but you could tell that this bank employee seemed to be very career-oriented, the way they dressed and everything like that. It was just trying to like quickly complete that complete that discussion and move on to professional discussion. Maybe they're told to do that, I don't know. But there wasn't much empathy, there was just about yes, yes, and you know, yeah, kind of a false smile, and then getting back to business. But that taught me a lesson. The reason I'm mentioning this is not to just, you know, it taught me a lesson that this is how you could come across sometimes if you're too selfish. And one must, to be able to exude that sympathy, one must feel that pain that the other person is feeling. And sometimes when you're in a hurry, and when you're focused on something else, you can't do that. See, a person like myself, I'll come out of the masjid and there'll be two people who want to speak to you. And sometimes the other person is waiting, this person is speaking, this has not been fixed as a meeting, this is just spontaneous. So this person is taking a bit longer, but they've got something important to say. You're worried about the other person, that they're waiting for you as well, they have equal rights. You know, maybe you were speaking to that person, this person came in sometimes and said, can I quickly speak to the person? So you can speak to them first. So it's a very difficult thing to balance. So I learned a big lesson from that, that you have to feel, but then you shouldn't feel it too much that you eventually can't function. The kind of horror stories you hear sometimes with people, if you were to dawn on them so much, it would spoil your life. So as a counselor, there has to be that strength within you to be able to deal with that. Condolence is done by praying for the deceased to be helped and pardoned, since they will receive the benefits of such prayers. Condolence is a sincere expression of sympathy and to share the sorrow of these stressful moments. Ibn Majah and Imam Bayhaqi report with a fair authority sound chain that a Muslim who consoles other Muslims suffering from a calamity will be awarded a dress of dignity by Allah on the Day of Judgment. So there's a reward for what you're doing. Listening to somebody and reacting in a way that will make them happy or alleviate some of that problem, maybe not all. And subhanAllah, the way sometimes is, I'll tell people that, unfortunately, I can't be of too much help, as you can appreciate. But you say a few things that will make things easier. It just helps sometimes for you to listen, for them to speak to somebody. That much helps sometimes a lot. When offering condolences about a plight that befalls a relative, friend or acquaintance, it is kind to pray for the dead. Say a prayer similar to that reported by Muslim, in which the Prophet ﷺ said to Umm Salama at the death of her husband, O Allah, forgive Abu Salama, elevate his status among the guided people, and look after the family that he left behind. O Lord of the universe, forgive him, forgive us and him, comfort him in his grave and lighten his stay. Your conversation with anguished people should be aimed at mitigating their agony by mentioning the reward of patience. Make sure that is one of the ingredients of what you speak about. That patience is necessary here, but you get huge rewards for the patience that you have to do. We have no choice but to be patient. Complaining doesn't get us anywhere. So patience is our lot, and we get a huge reward for that. So make that one of the main themes of what we discuss. And the temporary nature of the world, and that the hereafter is the everlasting life. In this respect, it is desirable to reiterate certain verses of the Quran, the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or some of the well-spoken condolences of our ancestors. You may mention the saying of Allah, give glad tidings to those who patiently endure, which is وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. You may quote another verse, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, every soul shall have a taste of death. And only on the day of judgment shall you be paid your full recompense. That's when you'll get your full reward. This world is not the world in which you hope for your full reward. Only those who are saved far from the fire and admitted to the garden will have attained the object of this life. The objective of this life. For the life of the world is but good and ways of deception. And such are Allah's words. All this is on earth. All that is on earth will perish, but Allah will abide forever. All that is on earth will perish. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Only the countenance of your Lord will remain. You may mention some of the sayings of the Prophet ﷺ reported by Muslim and others. O Allah, reward my calamity and replace my loss for a better one. Reward me for the calamity you've put me in and give me something better. And what is related by Bukhari and Muslim, it is Allah that takes and it is He who gives, and He prescribes a certain destiny for every matter. Another hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ mourned the death of his son Ibrahim. He said, my eyes are tearful. So it's okay to shed a few tears. My heart is full of anguish. It's also allowed to express that. But we will say only what pleases our Lord. We will act in the right manner, which is, O Ibrahim, your loss filled us with sorrow. So it's completely fine to cry. In fact, some say that when you do lose a very close one, it is actually healthy to make sure you cry at that time. Otherwise, if you don't release this, it will stay pent up and it could come out in ways that are harmful afterwards. Umar ibn al-Khattab used to say, every day we are told that so and so has just died. One day it will be said, Umar has died. You may allude to the saying of the just Khalifa Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, a person who is not separated from Adam by a living father is indeed deep rooted in death. The honored Hassan al-Basri said, O son of Adam, you are nothing but mere days. That's all we are. We're just days. Whenever a day passes away, a part of you passes away. He also said that Allah ordained that the ultimate resting place of believers will be paradise, no less. Malik ibn Dinar said, the wedding of the one who fears Allah is the day of judgment. A poet says, passing the days we are content, passing a day brings us near the end. Another poet said, offering condolences we trust not living long. The manner of this religion we follow along. The consoled and the consoling may live today. Tomorrow though, they'll vanish away. Another one says, we die and live every night and day. One day we will die and move away. Life is but a ship afloat. We think it's still, but running is the boat. And he says, finally, I've quoted all of these appropriate mourning quotations because I have witnessed many inappropriate conversations and talk by people offering sympathy. People say the wrong things. Mourning hearts are depressed with anguish and sorrow. Be sensitive and select a suitable topic for your conversation. Attempt to lift the spirits of the bereaved family. The great scholar Mansur ibn Zazan said, sorrow and sadness will increase rewards. Hassan al-Basri pointed out that this painful state will gradually pass away, but our sins will remain with us forever. He said, every sad anguish will diminish except anguish over sins. Atta ibn Abi Muslim points out that the life is full of challenges and events. A believer would not be happy for one complete day. I remember once we went to visit an ill person, and there was another person who also come to visit, and he started discussing how another individual who's got nothing to do with that family or anything has caused him trouble and problems and how bad he is and so on. Just a totally irrelevant discussion. Nobody could say anything to him. Finally, I had to diffuse the situation. I told him, I said, look, it's not appropriate to talk about. Let's talk about something else, right? I appreciate you've had some issues, Let's talk about something else. I changed the subject. Because otherwise, it was causing misery to the other people whose his son was there, the person who died, his son was sitting there. And I'm sure he would have got very angry if this guy carried on. So you have to diffuse the situation like that. It's totally inappropriate for that kind of discussion. That's what the Shaykh is saying, that the reason I've said all of this is because I want to teach people what to say, what others have said. Because people just don't know what to say in those situations. I've seen people who think they're very proud, who are very arrogant, who think they can say what they want, and they generally get away with it for quite a while. But with a number of them, what you see at the end of life is that life brings misery, and something really bad happens to such people sometimes. They've hurt so many people over the past. With their tongue, had absolutely no discrimination of the way they spoke. And there's one individual like that, may Allah remove his of his problems now, but such individual who was just like that, and at an old age, he's kicked out of his house by his wife and his son. And he's living in a one room now where he's got a massive house which he doesn't have access to. At an old age. So Allah knows best. Allah help him. Allah help us all. Allah forgive us all. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarakta ya dal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم وفقنا لما تحبه وترضى من القول والفعل والعمل والنية اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اهدنا واجعلنا هداة لمن اهتدى اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم يا حنان يا منان لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين Oh Allah, accept our du'as. Oh Allah, accept the meager worship that we do. Oh Allah, we ask that you enhance our character for us. Oh Allah, we ask that you allow us to interact, to speak, to act, and to deal in the way that makes you satisfied and happy. Oh Allah, we ask that you enliven our lives with the sunnah of your Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That you give us greater interest in learning about our religion and learning the beautiful way of the prophetic teachings, and allow us to have the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hereafter in the highest levels of Jannatul Firdaus. Oh Allah, help and assist our Muslim brothers and sisters around the world, remove their torment. Oh Allah, elevate your kalima, la ilaha illallah, make us worthy of being true representatives of the faith of Islam, O Allah, and true representatives that worship you. O Allah, we ask that you fill our hearts with your love and the love of those who love you. We ask that you give us the tawfiq to remember you, and for your remembrance to emanate from every part of our body. O Allah, we ask that you grant us the kalima la ilaha illallah on our deathbed. O Allah, protect our children, protect our progeny until the day of judgment from all the evils that are out there. O Allah, we ask that you assist us, have mercy on us, have compassion for us. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifuna wa salamun ala al mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.